The current exhibition at Heartland Community College's Joe McCauley Gallery offers modern takes on the Japanese ukiyo-e movement. It also shows other ways Japanese arts and culture have influenced U.S.-based artists. WGLT's Lauren Wernicke stopped by an artist reception earlier this week to chat with two of the four artists featured in the show.
Through May 11th, The Floating World highlights four artists from various cultural backgrounds, all of whom are influenced by Japan, including two who work in central Illinois. Japanese-American artist Nishiki Sugawara-Beda of Dallas and Japanese printmaker Erica Shiba are also part of the show. Shiba grew up in Hong Kong and is now based in New York. Veteran Peoria printmaker Kathy Crawford and multimedia artist Jenny Knavel each contributed works to The Floating World, though neither woman is Japanese. As a relief printmaker, Crawford uses plywood to make her large-scale prints.
Prints have a unique texture and surface quality that I just find more interesting than painting. I was a painter at Ohio State University as an undergraduate student until I took my first printmaking class, and then that's all I wanted to do was printmaking. I like the fact that I can sell my art and keep it too, exhibit it in more than one place at the same time. And prints are more affordable, which makes them more accessible than other art medias.
Her 35-year career includes many landscapes, often inspired by her travels. But there is also a nod to 19th century ukiyo-e printmakers in Crawford's work.
There was a new growing middle class who could afford art. They never could afford art before, and prints were more affordable than paintings. And so the ukiyo-e printmakers they really did achieve celebrity status. I don't know if this is actually true, but I like the story anyway, so I'm going to tell it. Apparently, the earliest Japanese prints came to the West, to probably Paris, as packing material for Japanese knickknacks. And the Impressionists fell in love with them. They just thought they were the most beautiful things they'd ever seen, and they started collecting them. And if you are ever lucky enough to go to Giverny in France to see the Monet house and gardens, his house is filled with ukiyo-e masters.
Crawford contributed prints representing water and koi fish, created with a different Japanese technique of printmaking called mokulito, or lithography on wood.
I like working with images of the landscape, and I've always been attracted to water. Water images have been a recurring theme. Water is our most important resource, and for me, it's a place of replenishment and invigoration. It's where I get rejuvenated.
Western Illinois University professor Jenny Knavel is a textile artist inspired by kimono patterns in the quilts she has selected for this show. Each quilt depicts horses Knavel encountered at a horse therapy farm near her home in Delavan, Wisconsin.
I'm a tall blonde woman. I'm not Japanese. I love pattern and decoration. There's an art period in about the 1980s. They called P&D for shortcut of pattern and decoration. Celebrating things that are much more, maybe in the past, especially with modernism, kind of, you know, set aside saying that wasn't as necessary. But I just love anything that's, you know, patterned and color and everything. So that's been very important to my art making in general. And I really also appreciate anything from the natural world.
So the title of the show, The Floating World, I think is a nod, and I'm very inexperienced in this particular topic, but from what Wikipedia has told me, the title comes from the ukiyo-e period in Japanese art, which is, I think, more influential in the United States than we might know, right? So from what I understand, this period is really, yeah, steeped in landscape, but also has subtle nods at kind of debauchery and yes, hedonism. Yes. And so where does this interplay come in your work?
Interesting. There is a certain amount of luxury to be able to just really enjoy something that's visually delightful. That's about celebrating color. That's about celebrating, you know, repetitious form. So there's in my mind, I would say, debauchery. Maybe that's as crazy as my world gets. I don't know, but it's a delight for me to work with it. And it is, I don't want to say not serious, but there is something playful about that. There is something that's not maybe as like as heavily conceptual as some work that you might see. There is thought, of course, in the design, but I also just, you know, delight in working with color and pattern and seeing how those interact and working with the subject matter I enjoy.
The Floating World, with works by Kathy Crawford, Jenny Knavel, Nishki Sugawarabeda, and Erica Sheba, runs through May 11th in the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College. The gallery is free and accessible to the public anytime the college is open. I'm Lauren Warnicki.
You can hear Kathy Crawford discuss how woodcut relief prints are made on a recent episode of Heartland Community College's podcast called Random Acts of Knowledge. Visit WGLT.org for a link access to the podcast online.
Support for arts and culture programming on WGLT comes from PNC Financial Services. We're focusing on giving back as part of an ongoing commitment to the community PNC serves.